From the studios of Boise State Public Radio, I'm Gemma Gaudet. At 9 this morning, federal judge Belen Windmill heard oral arguments in a lawsuit brought by the Biden administration challenging our state's near-total abortion ban. Now, in the case of the United States of America versus the state of Idaho, the Department of Justice is challenging Idaho's 2020 abortion trigger law, which is set to take effect this Thursday, August 25th. Today's hearing was about whether Judge Windmill will block the law from going into effect this week while that case itself moves through the legal system. Our Boise State Public Radio reporter, James Dawson, covered today's hearing, and he's joining us now. Jimmy, good to have you back on the program.
Hey, happy Monday, Gemma.
So, Jimmy, can you just remind everyone which Idaho abortion law we're talking about? Because we have more than one.
Correct. Yeah. So this one, as you said, was passed in 2020, and this is the near total abortion ban, meaning that there are only three exceptions under this law where an abortion would not be illegal. And that would be in the case of rape, incest, or when the life of the mother is threatened by the pregnancy.
Okay. So why hasn't this law, which, as we mentioned, the legislator voted for back in 2020, taken effect yet, Jimmy?
That's because, as again you said, it has a trigger component to it where it would only take effect once the United States Supreme Court kind of overturned its decision in Roe v. Wade and gave regulatory authority back to the states over abortion, which happened, back in late June. But, it had to kind of wait for some technical Supreme Court moves before the final opinion was published. And then it was 30 days after that when it would take effect, which, as you said, is this Thursday.
So giving it that term trigger, it would trigger the law once Roe v. Wade was overturned.
Correct.
Okay. So why then, Jimmy, is the Department of Justice suing Idaho over this particular law?
Yeah, they're not coming at it from, the old precedent that everyone operated for for 50 years with Roe v. Wade. Mm-hmm. And Judge Windmill said that at the beginning of the hearing, saying, this isn't to, Dobbs, which is the case that ruling was issued under, that is the law of the land, he said. So the federal government is coming at it from the perspective of there's this other federal law where hospitals that receive Medicare dollars, they have to provide emergency treatment to anyone who comes into an ER, if they have a significant health condition. Now that's, either stabilizing them or like transferring them to another hospital, like once they've been stabilized. They say that abortion is a treatment for some emergency situations where maybe the life of the mother isn't necessarily at risk at that moment, but she might be significantly sick. And if left untreated, could cause, organ damage or, infertility if that, they have to get a hysterectomy or, an ovary removed or something like that. And so that's what they're arguing is that, abortions need to be available under this federal law and that Idaho's law, since it specifically says the life of the mother, doesn't encompass that and therefore they're in conflict.
Okay, so Jimmy, I want you to set the stage for us then at the federal courthouse in Boise this morning. Judge Windmill, my understanding is he gave each side 45 minutes to make their case. What happened next?
Well, even before that, before, either the lawyer from the Department of Justice for the legislature and for the attorney general's office, he sat down, he said basically that there seems to be, quote, an absolute conflict between Idaho's near total abortion ban and this federal healthcare law that we're talking about. At least to me, that kind of put me on my toes as to, oh, man, well, I wonder whether or not the lawyers thought that they might have to, take this head on so immediately. So the Department of Justice lawyer, got up there first and basically made that argument saying that, look, these procedures, these abortions have to be available for these circumstances. Think of an ectopic pregnancy, for example, which is when a fetus develops outside of the womb, but it's not viable. The fetus cannot survive in those circumstances, but it can cause significant problems for the pregnant woman. Then you had the Attorney General's office go, and you know, Judge Windmill actually got them to admit that they would consider an ectopic pregnancy to fall under this abortion ban, meaning that if you have an ectopic pregnancy until it threatens a woman's life, then they could not abort that fetus.
Wow. Okay. And so, Jimmy, I also want to talk about some of the hypotheticals that Judge Windmill gave, which I find interesting that you know, he's asking these questions. But one hypothetical did have to do with when would you call, I guess, the hospital's attorney, right?
Yeah.
And say, all right, can we, you know, is now the right time to save the mother? Or if she only has a 90% chance of dying, when do we save her? I mean, right. how did the attorneys respond to these hypotheticals? And we should say they're hypothetical right now, but they likely won't be in the future if this law goes into effect.
Right. And this was a really fascinating exchange, because you had he posed that question to the Attorney General's office first. And, you know, the lawyer in that case for the AG's office, you know, essentially said that he wouldn't offer any sort of legal advice other than telling a doctor, in this case, under the hypothetical, it was a 50-50 situation of whether or not the mother would survive, you know, and said that, you know, he would only give the advice of what the law states and leave it completely up to the doctor, which the DOJ says, you know, essentially gives a chilling effect for doctors who don't want to spend up to 5 years in jail and have their medical license suspended if they're convicted. The lawyer for the legislature, though, said that, you know, he operates in, quote, the real world, and that no one would be prosecuted under that. He said that he would tell that doctor to go ahead and operate. The quote that I had from him was that he said he doesn't think that, you know, the quote is, Idaho is capable of many things, but it's not capable of producing a prosecuting attorney stupid enough to prosecute an ectopic pregnancy, even though the Attorney General's office said, you know, just a few minutes before that, that an ectopic pregnancy does count under the definition of a pregnancy.
Hmm. So I would think, Jimmy, that this got pretty intense at some points during these arguments today, because as we said, I mean, here is the judge asking, you know, hypotheticals and yet not really getting an answer in a lot of ways, right? And doesn't that in a way go back to the argument of this entire case, is that there is no black and white. It is these shades of gray. You might have a prosecutor who would file charges against a doctor who decides to abort an ectopic pregnancy.
Yeah, no, exactly. And that's the case that advocates, you know, for abortion rights have been arguing all along, that, you know, look, this law is too vague to enforce. It needs to be better written. You know, if the legislature's intent was to, I suppose, you know, include ectopic pregnancies as an exception under that, why didn't they include it? You know, Judge Windmill said that the law is pretty clearly written and easy to read. You know, you can see that there are only three exceptions, like I said, incest, rape, or when the life of the mother is threatened from a pregnancy. You know, and that's as a, you know, healthcare provider, if you're reading that, then at least the DOJ and even Judge Windmill at times said, well, you know, it seems pretty clear that, you know, they're going to have to navigate that sort of chilling effect and figure out, like, you know, whether or not they can operate. And if they do, then they're, you know, potentially facing felony charges.
Mm-hmm. And Jimmy, based on what Judge Windmill said and I think did in the courtroom this morning, did you get any idea of what he's thinking? I mean, in particular, I think when you first came on, And you said even before everything started, Judge Windmill said, you know, there is a conflict here.
Yeah. I mean, that really set the tone of the entire hearing and made me think, at least seemingly, he is extremely skeptical of, you know, the state and the legislature's arguments. You know, he says that, let's see, I'm looking back through my notes, you know, basically saying that he's not buying the argument that, well, you know, there will be prosecutorial discretion over, you know, situations like an ectopic pregnancy, for example, right? Mm-hmm. You know, he didn't seem to really buy that. He, you know, like I said, he called the text of the law pretty easy to read and understand and, quote, the legislature wouldn't have adopted the law if they didn't intend it to be enforced. You know, so that's all that we really have to go on with this law is this is what the law says. You know, if your intention is otherwise, then you know, the legislature should amend it come January when they get back in session.
Well, then if you happen to be an attorney who also looks at the law very black and white, right? And it says, this is what the law says, then we must enforce what the law says. If the law does not say, here are the exceptions, you will get prosecutors who follow the law, which is what they are supposed to do.
Right. Exactly.
So today's hearing, Jimmy, was about blocking the law from taking effect, correct, on Thursday. So what does this timeline look like? Do we know when Judge Windmill might rule on whether he will, I guess, put an injunction in place?
Yeah, he said at the very end that he will issue a written decision either Tuesday at the earliest or by Wednesday at the latest, which would, you know, just ahead of when the law is supposed to take effect on Thursday. So it is clear that we will get some sort of decision, you know, before that happens.
Mm-hmm. So Jimmy, if he, however he chooses whether to, you know, put an injunction in place so the law cannot take effect on Thursday, or whether he allows the law to take effect on Thursday, what happens with this case? Because the federal case continues no matter what.
It is, as are the other three cases in the Idaho State Supreme Court challenging not only this law, but the other two laws that were allowed to go into effect, by the way, thanks to a Supreme Court ruling last week, I believe, or the week prior. So I mean, yeah, we're in for it for a while. One interesting thing that the DOJ lawyer said at the end of the arguments was he believes that, you know, if there is an injunction in place for this particular near total ban, there is a clause in that law that says that it is, you know, essentially the supreme abortion ban. And the other ones where, you know, there are certain periods of time in which an abortion would be completely illegal, that those would no longer be in effect, even if there's an injunction on this particular law, because the law would still be on the books and not completely deleted from it.
Okay. So, Jimmy, one last question before I let you go. People were able to listen to today's hearing, correct? Because there was such an interest in it. But we can't go back and listen to it. And why?
Correct. Yeah, that's a federal courtroom law where you're not allowed to record it.
All right. So if you listen today, that is what you got. Jimmy, I appreciate your coming in and explaining all of this to us. So once again, we should hear more tomorrow or Wednesday at the latest.
Yes, exactly.
All right. We've been speaking with our very own Boise State Public Radio reporter, James Dawson. Jimmy has been covering this morning's first hearing in the federal case against Idaho's abortion law. As Jimmy mentioned, this is supposed to take effect on Thursday. We will wait to see what Judge Lynn Windmill decides. Will he put an injunction in place? Will he not? We should know more at the very latest by Wednesday. As always, Jimmy, really appreciate you. And of course, we will have you back on once we find out more in the case.
Thank you.